The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in this very brief series of three lectures on these last days and nights of the month of Ramadan, I've been the plan was to go over supplication number 45 of Imam Zainul Abidin wa Sayyid al-Sajidin alayhi salatu wassalam, the supplication which he read to God, which he made actually, not read, but he made this prayer and plea and petition to God at the end of the month of Ramadan to say farewell to it. And how do you really bid farewell to something where it's so full of blessings, so full of mercy and gifts from God? It's hard to say, you know, at the best of times, it's hard to say goodbye. Now imagine saying goodbye to a month in which everything had been radically transformed. Our breathing was worship, our sleeping was worship. Reading one verse of the Quran was like reading the entire Quran, is like reading the entire Quran in any other month. How do you say farewell to such blessings that God has given us? How do you say farewell to a time or a month where the doors of heaven are swung open, where the doors of forgiveness are, you know, are made accessible to all of us, and the doors of forgiveness are made, are flung open? Not that they're not open in other times of the year, but again, the time of Ramadan is better and more unique than other times of the year. And so we looked at a few portions of the dua of Imam As-Sajjad, peace be upon him, last night. I want to continue and look at how now the Imam builds up in trying to muster up the ability to ask farewell from the month of Ramadan. How does the Imam As-Sajjad, the ornament of the worshippers, the beauty of the worshippers, the master of those who prostrate, how does he speak about the month of Ramadan and its merits? You know, there are parts, obviously, that I've skipped out because obviously our time will not allow us to go through all 200 stanzas of this dua, all 200 lines. But you know, there have been talk of the Imam, that is, alayhi salam, talking about the Quran and its obviously relevance and importance. We know the importance of that aspect of the Quran and understanding the content. We obviously know that the book of Allah is a book of devotional reading. We just get thawab, reward for reading it, for looking at it. So the Imam was speaking about that aspect of the Quran. He was speaking about faith, about iman, about fasting. Obviously, one of the most important things for those who have the ability in Ramadan to fast, praying, not only the wajibah, but if we had the ability, the mustahab prayers every night, the recommended prayers, and obviously the Laylatul Qadr, the Layali al-Qadr nights, the nights of power and grandeur, the 19th night, the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, making the most of these nights, which are khayrun min alfi shahr. Better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months, if you do the math, is about, 83 years? And some people won't live that long because God will take them back sooner. But your worship on that one night and any of those nights from the 19th to the 29th is better than 1,000 months. And so through the month of Ramadan, really, brothers and sisters, we found that it was really the means for you and I to gain the rewards of Allah. Again, they're there all year round, don't get me wrong. But the fact is that, you know, there are certain times where there are benefits which aren't there at other times of the year. You know, we see that in the world around us. If you work for a company, usually, well, not usually, but I think according to Canadian labor laws, if you work on, let's say, a statutory holiday, or you work on a Saturday or Sunday, or you work over 8 hours a day, you are entitled to holiday, you're entitled to extra pay. Why? it's the same day of the week. You know, it's whether it's a Saturday or a Tuesday, it's still a day of the week. Why is it after 8 or 10 hours you're getting paid time and a half or more? Why is it on Boxing Day you get paid more? Or if you work on Christmas Day or you work on a stat holiday, it's still a day, a week, a month, a year. But no, there are certain days, even in the world that we live in today, and hours that are recognized as being more of an importance. And so month of Ramadan was that for us. It was a means to gain the greater rewards of Allah. The rewards of deeds were multiplied further than they are in other times of the year. And you know, one of the ironies I would say as I, you know, go into the lines for today in this 2 of 3 series is how many times we ourselves, maybe myself, have felt it, or maybe you have felt it deep down in your heart, or maybe you hear it from people that, you know, approaching the beginning of the start of the month of Ramadan, we feel that kind of dread and fear and trepidation in our heart. Because we're going to be changing our whole schedule. We'll be waking up early for suhoor, having dinner late, engaging in du'as till late at night. Our whole schedule will go upside down. Our children may have to miss school because they're up late on the Laylatul Qadr nights, and so on and so forth. We feel that dread at the beginning before Ramadan begins, and then once we enter the month, the moon is seen, we feel jubilation, we feel excited, we feel exhilaration, we're ready to take it on, we're ready to fast and pray and do all the acts of worship. And then sometimes, you know, as the month comes to a close, we're in those last week, 5 days, 3 days, sometimes people may actually, you know, say, I'm looking forward to this month being over, I'm tired. Just get me back into my normal routine. I want to go back to 9 to 5, being able to eat breakfast whenever I want. Go and grab a bite or a coffee or a donut in the middle of the afternoon. But then we really realize, if we sit back, we, you know, hopefully we realize how much our lives really changed in the month of Ramadan for the better. We might, you know, not want to admit it, or it might be hard to admit it, but if we look and do some deep soul searching, we may actually recognize that, you know what, the 30 days really did me good. And that's for those obviously who have gotten to that level, like as Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, as you, if you do read this dua on your own, because again we're skipping a lot of the lines, but if you read the dua on your own, you will see how the Imam is speaking about this month of Ramadan. Now, obviously, as I mentioned even last night, that, you know, he is at a completely different level that we are not at, and we may never get to that level. But I would say that, you know, speaking to you one-to-one, each person will benefit from the month of Ramadan in their own amount, in different amounts. What I would experience will not be what you experienced. What husband and wife in the same home will be different between the two of them, what they'll experience than somebody else. And it's not about competing with one another in terms of, you know, in that area. It's about doing what you can do. As I said in one of my previous lectures, that compete with yourself at being the best. Compare yourself to yourself last year. And then see, where did I get last year? Where did I get this year? Don't compete with other people. Compete with yourself in the month of Ramadan, or in acts of worship actually in general. You know, we know that the flow from Allah is always there. The blessings of Allah continue to flow. It just depends on how much we are willing to put the effort in. You know, it's like you have a glass. You might have a 6-ounce glass, a 10-ounce glass, a 12-ounce glass, and each one can hold a certain amount of water or milk or juice in it. The smaller the glass, the less it will hold. The larger the glass, the more it can potentially hold. So the flow will be there, right? You turn the tap of water on, or you open up, you know, your jug of juice and you pour it. It'll be there, the flow. But how much are you able to accept? How much are we able to accept in our lives is the question that we have to ask ourselves, and we have to try and develop a larger capacity. Not physically larger capacity by eating more. No, we have to develop the spiritual capacity to accept more of the blessings of Allah. So with that said, and let me go into the few lines I want to read tonight and reflect upon from dua number 45 of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. And I'm going to be looking at lines from around 103 or so onwards, where he begins to lament the end of the month of Ramadan. So I'm skipping obviously quite a bit here, but that's just because I want to focus on certain topics to take us to the end of this month of Ramadan. And obviously it's available in English online, so you can hopefully dedicate some time even after the month of Ramadan to just, you know, sit back and reflect on these and prepare for next year if you so wish. So the Imam says, talking about Ramadan and the end of the month of Ramadan, he uses three interesting words, three interesting terms. He says, then it parted from us at the completion of its time. It meaning the month of Ramadan. It parted from us at the completion of its time and the end of its term and the fulfillment of its number. So he talks about the waqt, the time of the completion of Ramadan. It has to come to an end. The term of it is ending, and the fulfillment of the number of days, obviously, that is of fasting. You know, and so, you know, we see in the Quran, when we look at those verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, for example, in verse 184, just the one portion of it where Allah talks about the month of Ramadan, and he says, Ayyaman ma'dudat, that Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the fasting period is limited number of days, is a set number of days. And we know it's the month of Ramadan. It's not 2 months, not 6 months, not 2 weeks, not a weekend thing. It is a set number of days that obviously has to come to an end. As the fourth Imam alayhi salam says, that the month of Ramadan is parting from us. It's a completion of its time, the end of its term, and the fulfillment of its number.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka.